Watch, Al-Qaeda leader urges Muslims to kill President Trump and his advisors for being pro-Israel. By Amy Furr on June 10, 2025. An Islamist terror group leader with a $6 million bounty on his head wants Muslims in America to take revenge against President Donald Trump and his advisors. Saad bin Atef al-Awlaki, who leads the Al-Qaeda branch in the Arabian Peninsula, made his statements in a video released Sunday, the New York Post reported Tuesday, citing sources. The terrorist boss apparently named Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and Tesla CEO Elon Musk as those he wants his fellow Muslims to target for their pro-Israel stances, according to the clip featuring subtitles. I call upon every Muslim and the infidel criminal, an arrogant United States, and it does not matter if they are of Arab, American, or other descent. What matters is that they should be Muslims whose prophet is Muhammad, he said before stating there are over 4 million Muslims in America. I'm saying to all of them, revenge. Revenge. Do not consult anyone about killing infidel Americans. You should have a lot of determination and your list of targets should be effective. Go after the scum of the earth and its greatest criminals. This is Trump and his VP. This is Elon Musk, his advisor and his supporter in terms of finance, administration, and technology. These are his Secretary of State and his Secretary of Defense. Go after their families and all those who have any ties or are close to the politicians of the White House. The terrorist leader has also called for lone wolf militants to assassinate leaders in Egypt, Jordan and the Gulf Arab states over the war, which has decimated Gaza, the Associated Press reported Sunday. To get a clearer and truer picture of the terrorist group known as Hamas that is in Gaza, Breitbart News recently reported that the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, reopened over the weekend after shutting down due to threats from the group which opposes the project because it undermines its control over access to aid, the outlet said. In a statement, a GHF spokesperson explained, Hamas is the reason hundreds of thousands of hungry Gazans were not fed today. The group issued direct threats against GHF operations. These threats made it impossible to proceed today without putting innocent lives at risk. Hamas wants to return to a broken system it once controlled and exploited, diverting aid, manipulating distribution, and putting its own agenda ahead of the Palestinian people's basic needs. However, GHF will not be deterred. We remain committed to safe, secure, and independent aid delivery. We are actively adapting our operations to overcome these threats and fully intend to resume distributions without delay. Following the deadly Hamas terrorist attacks against Israel on October 7, 2023, then-former President Donald Trump said, the terror invasion of Israeli territory and the murder of Israeli soldiers and citizens is an act of savagery that must and will be crushed and avenged. It has to be crushed. Israel is at war, and the United States has to support Israel. There has been no better president for Israel than me. During Trump's first term as president in 2017, U.S. drone strikes reportedly killed 10 jihadists from the Al-Qaeda branch in Yemen, per Breitbart News. In 2020, Trump confirmed reports that the U.S. had eliminated terrorist Qasem al-Raimi in Yemen. And in February, a precision airstrike by U.S. forces killed a leader of an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria. Congratulations to CENTCOM Commander General Michael Guerrilla and the U.S. warfighters who dealt justice to another jihadi threatening America and our allies and partners, Trump said. To read more Breitbart News articles about Al-Qaeda and Hamas, click here and here.